I call shenanigans. And I'm also coaching the Lakers game right now, so don't judge me, but free tacos for everybody. Yay. Let's go.
Yeah. Nerd turn. Facto. What's this like? Number 12 in under 72 hours? Oh, man. Exaggerated, yeah. Overly inflated, yeah. People going overboard, I really can't fade it, nah. If everything's the best, then why the hell I hate it, nah. If y'all rushing judgments, why the hell I waited, nah. Swear to an oath, I dare you to post it, not compared to a loaf that was there for the toast. It's rare, it's the most, but you spare them the truth. Like it's fair, you should boast, and that's where I'm aloof. And y'all click like before you hit the play button. Emotional opinions and you fit to say nothing. You halfway blew it, artists halfway do it, cause y'all say it's classic when you halfway through it. Hold up, let the stream finish, yeah. It's like the work was meaningful and now it's diminished, yeah. Not demonized, but I'm leery like I'm seeing demonized. Boom. And y'all want me to believe in lies, nah.
Wow,
that movie was a must see. Heard his verse, he murdered that. His album is a classic, and I ain't even heard it yet.
High, high, high,
hyperbole.
High, high,
hyperbole. That's amazing.
Yeah, bitches, we're back. Sorry. Welcome back to I Call Shenanigans. The whole crew is back. This is Lee Treble in the building. I got Leo here. L Boogie 5, say what's up.
He's saying what's up.
Leo.
Leo.
He's probably messing with the white girl right now. Okay, so we got Nona, aka Shisho Sadidi, in the place to be. Say what's up.
Hey y'all. Hey y'all.
All right, we got Miss Bree.
I'm back. I was being thirsty. So I was doing a thirsty like chant dance, and then I accidentally clicked.
Oh, don't cut me off.
It's my fault, y'all.
Oh,
we haven't done this in like 5 months.
You were doing a thirsty dance.
Yeah.
What does the thirsty dance entail?
You seen it?
Stupid. All right.
See a white blonde chick? I'm like, hey girl.
You're stupid. All right, we got Miss Underscore Miss Bree in the crib and the
what?
We got underscore Miss Bree. I can't call you Miss Bree. I can call you underscore Miss Bree. It's more distinct.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hi, Bree.
I'm underscore Miss Bree.
Okay, cool. Okay, then we got Mr. Hologram Jeff in the building. Say what's up.
Zan Walt.
Oh, God. All right, this is going to be ratchet. All right, and we got a special guest. This is his third time on the podcast. He is the official rapper of I Call Shenanigans, the only rapper I will work with. We got the Bronx own superstar, Nerd Ferguson in the building. Say what's up.
Nerd Ferg in the building. What up?
So, Nerd, what's good, man? You got the 3-day project out on your website. Can you tell us a little more about the project and what we were hoping to accomplish with this project?
Basically the whole idea was pitched by my homie De Facto, and the cool thing about that was, like, I mean, at first when he mentioned it, I really thought it was just like a joke or something.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day he called me and was like, yeah, so I'm gonna be up there such and such weekend. I was like, oh, for real? So after we made the plans for him to come up, we just went ahead and got some beats together and came up with some song ideas, and that was it.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't had a chance to listen to this project, I highly recommend it, because Nerd is talking about all kinds of really real shit. Like, he has a song on there called High, which is my favorite one. Can you speak to that song a little bit? Because if you're on Twitter nowadays, I think Nerd perfectly analyzed how people rush to judgment when it comes to albums, whether they're good or bad, and the hyperbole that's associated with it. Nerd, can you speak to that song a little bit more on what you were hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, that song wound up being a favorite for both of us. Like, when he first got into New York, like, I went to the bus stop to pick him up. So we were on the train back to the Bronx, and he told me to hook to the joint. And as soon as he told me, I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be crazy. I knew exactly where I was going to go with my verse. So, like, that was a fun one to write, just because that's something me and him had, you know, had conversations about over and over the course of years and whatnot. So, you know, that was probably one of the easiest ones to write and one of the most fun ones to put together.
Good deal. Good deal. Now, the album's out. Can you go ahead and plug where you can download the album and everything of that nature?
Yep, the album is on nerdferg.com, like, you know, all the other releases, and it's also available on defacto.bandcamp.com as well, so you can get it from either, and it's a free download for your listening pleasure.
Good deal. I'm free. Yes, sir. Don't tell Chef. Chef will get mad.
I would buy that shit, though. You know, I like your, I like all your projects so far.
Thank you, thank you.
No homo.
What is this, 2003?
In H.
No, I did the last track on this project, so I mean,
yes, Dancing Shoes. And the funny thing is, Lee sent me that beat like over a year ago.
Yep.
And for the longest, I've been wanting to make a song to it, and I played it for DeFacto, and he fell in love with the beat immediately and was like, "Oh yeah, we got to use this." And it's crazy because we had come across so many beats over the course of putting this together. And he had still had that one saved in his folder, and he played it for me. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot we even had this one. So that was another fun joint for us to record.
Indeed. Indeed. Glad you used the beat. I forgot I even had that beat, man, to be honest. So good deal, man. Can you go ahead and tune us into what are your next projects or your next steps in your rap career at this point?
Well, the next thing we got immediately on the pipeline is we're going to be shooting a video for Pete's Party. That's going to be going down next month, so you can be on the lookout for that. But as far as my next project, sometime next year, I haven't decided when, I'm going to be releasing a project called the Smiley Face Album.
Okay.
Which is going to be, it's going to be a cross between like a greatest hits combining a few of the songs from the three albums I did last year with some new material. So that's what I'm working on now. The first song I know already that I'm doing, I'm remixing Hands in the Air.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm gonna start putting that together, so that's gonna be crazy. But yeah, man, that's my next step right now.
Good deal. All right. So Nerd, you're located in New York. Can you kind of speak to the storm right now, and has it affected you personally, or what are you seeing over there in New York right now?
Well, me personally, actually hasn't done much. I live in the Bronx, so just to give people an idea, like, you have, you know, Brooklyn and Manhattan, which are two of the areas that were hit the worst, and then the Bronx, which is up higher, so we didn't really have to deal with too much flooding or nothing like that,
right?
Because we're from the water. But really, like, it was just wind and a little bit of rain. Like, I went outside this morning, and you couldn't even tell that a hurricane had come through the city.
Wow.
Whereas, like, the pictures you see from Manhattan and Staten Island and places like that, like, the floods and all of that is real. Like, my job, where I work at, I'm not going to be able to go there for I don't know how long. Because the train station that I go to every morning is completely submerged.
Wow.
So, like, I don't know. Like, my building is shut down. There's no power there. My boss has emailed us and said the building's closed until further notice. So, I'm just sitting around waiting.
Might be a good time to record a project, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it doesn't really compare to having no power, but, you know, just a thought or whatever.
Hey, all right. Speaking of no power, remember when Dragonfly Jones ran out of power last year with the hurricane, but was still tweeting? And I was like, yo, how you tweeting? He's like, man, I got that car charger, bro. Hell yeah.
Oh, shout out to Dragonfly Jones, man. I wish I had this laptop sooner so I could interview him about the list. I wish I would have had this laptop sooner so I could interview him about the list. So if you're not aware already, you know, Dragonfly Jones made a list as far as why he's voting for Mitt Romney and why he's not voting for Mitt Romney and why he's voting for Obama, and went viral. Like, literally went viral. It was on Fox News. It was on TMZ. It was all over the place. So, shouts out to that dude, man. He always wins.
That's
You gotta
stay winning. Mm-hmm. Stay winning.
Yeah, nice. You gotta change up the Abby and everything.
Yeah, yeah, the highest identity and stuff, and yeah, but yeah, we'll get him and Nichols a comp on the podcast sometime soon. Sorry, it's a treat when them two are on the podcast.
All yeah, I know it is.
Owe that nigga some money.
Indeed. So we got the crew back now. If you don't know about I Call Shenanigans, it's pretty much a free form, no format podcast. Not a bunch of tricks, not a bunch of gimmicks. It's just us talking about shit that's going on in the world right now. We have Nacho Cinco, who's normally here, who's normally shows as the co-host and the host in my absence. We got L Boogie 5, or aka Leo, the parched one, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure you won't be known by that. Sir Parched.
Sir Parched a lot.
We got She's So Sadiddy, who is our resident first lady and the queen of ain't shit, even though she's toned down a lot.
I am still not shit.
We have a segment called Let Sadiddy Cook, where she just talks shit about someone or something.
Yeah, I still ain't shit.
Right, right. And then we have Mr. Hologram Jeff. We don't know where the real Jeff is. The real Jeff is, you know, one of the biggest coons out there. But we have Hologram Jeff right now. So, I mean, I'm not sure if Coon Jeff's stuck in D.C. still. But we have Hologram Jeff, though.
Here's what's going on. Okay. This is actually real Jeff. Holo Jeff is sleep and resting. He's on his charger, actually. Because he's had such a wild weekend. I had to send him down for my birthday in New York, in New York City, and then to Club Deuce on Saturday, and then driving, and then, you know, just being exhausted from that. So he's permanently on his charger, indefinite charge right now, just to keep from having a buffer or anything like that. But yeah, so get real, Jeff.
Good deal. All right, hold on. I'm trying to call Bree back. Bree?
Hello?
You there? Bree?
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 Bree has those little ketchup packets.
Bree?
Breezes.
Drew Bree?
Just shut the fuck up, okay?
Oh, she went offline. Okay.
Here she go. Damn, we ain't done a podcast since, like, Skins Beat the Saints. I didn't even get to talk shit.
Oh, okay, okay. Let's relax. Let's relax. Okay. First off, I honestly think the Giants are probably going to win the Super Bowl again.
I agree with that. I agree with that assessment.
I don't think there's a single team that could beat them. With the way they're playing right now, I don't think there's a single team that could beat them in the playoffs right now. I don't trust the Falcons.
Nope.
Falcons are ass. I don't really trust the Texans yet. They got to stay healthy. But I think the Giants have a great chance of repeating. What do you guys think about Super Bowl picks and stuff?
I honestly think coming out of the NFC, the Giants are the strongest team, basically because the biggest competition I think we have in the NFC would be the Falcons, who we waxed last season,
right?
And probably either the Packers or the Niners, both of whom we beat this season and last season, really, because we killed the Niners already and we beat the Packers last year. So nobody in the NFC really has me convinced. And the AFC, aside from the Texans, is just as weak, really.
Right.
And I'm thinking, honestly, and we all know this is the longest shot out there, but what if we had the Broncos and the Giants in the play in the Super Bowl?
Hey, wow. You know what, though?
In New Orleans.
And that's the thing, though. When you said the AFC is weak, you keep forgetting about Denver. Denver's got, like, has just been playing out of their mind. They got probably one of the best quarterbacks, maybe number two or number one this season out there.
Nobody's thinking about Denver, man. Like, after that one game where Peyton threw those three interceptions, they've kind of been lights out, man.
Yeah. And they're like 5-2?
Yep. Yeah, they're rocking right now, man. And Peyton has that offense in sync like I've never seen them.
Yeah.
Well, you got
sold on Giants either, and it could be situationally as well, because depends on who they get in the playoffs. So if they have to see Atlanta at home, I'm kind of worried about that, because Atlanta plays a lot better at home than they do
on the road.
But then the Giants beat Atlanta at home last year in the playoffs?
No, they beat Atlanta.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they went. They went in New York. Yeah.
Okay.
So
you can't really go off on last year as well. This is a whole other team, man.
Right.
Yeah. Their defense is much improved. Matt Ryan is much improved. You got a stronger Roddy White. You got a more explosive Julio Jones. Like, it's not going to be a wash. It's not going to score 2 points.
As good as the Falcons are and as explosive as they played, like, you also look at games they've struggled in. They struggled against the Saints. They struggled against the Skins. So it's like they're undefeated, but they haven't really convinced me too much.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants struggled against the Skins.
Yeah, yeah, but the thing with the Giants is, for whatever reason, they don't seem to turn it on until late in the year anyway. It's like they're 6-2 now. I promise you they're going to lose 3 straight at some point. I promise.
Probably. Hey, you also have to take into account the Seahawks. That's a dangerous team.
Yeah.
I think that might be the most dangerous team in the NFL if the situations are correct.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, rookie quarterback aside, yeah, you're right. I mean, Marshawn Lynch is a beast.
Dog.
I mean, shout out to the NFC West. I mean, outside of the Rams, I mean, they're solid teams in the NFC West. I think if Kevin Cobb didn't get injured, I think Arizona would be a little better than what they are right now. But 2012 is near, so, well, it's here, so you never know.
Yeah.
Let me ask this question to all four of you guys. Who is your biggest surprise of the season so far? It could be a player, it could be a team.
The fuck ass Saints defense. Shit.
Go ahead, Sidney.
Man, I'm so fucking done with them niggas. Oh my fucking God, Jesus. Let me tell you something. Let me let you know something right motherfucking now. Them motherfuckers is playing like two toddlers in a fucking playpen fighting over a fucking baby rattle. Them motherfuckers is so shit. I have seen motherfucking cockroaches fighting over a fucking crumb of bread playing more defense than the fuck ass Saints defense. Man, fuck them boys, bro. Fuck them boys, bro. Fuck them.
That's the realest shenanigans that's ever been called.
That shit is so fucking embarrassing, bro. I can't even defend them motherfuckers. I can't even say, oh, well, you know, it's, man, fuck that. Roger Goodell ain't got shit to do with the shit of the Saints defense. It's still fuck Roger Goodell. Please understand. Fuck that dirty bitch. Fuck him. But he ain't got shit to do with the motherfucking Saints defense playing like the motherfuckers playing flag football out this. Bitch, can you pinch the motherfucker? Did you blow on the bitch? Can you block? Man, listen. Man, fuck them boys. That's the fucking story of the fucking year. Fuck the Saints defense. Shit.
I don't think the Saints defense has held anybody under 30 all year.
I don't think so.
Putting the whole of fucking bar soap on the wall.
Now, at least your team didn't lose to the team that had no wins.
Oh yeah.
My team, fucking ass Chargers.
Oh yeah.
These niggas over here, dog. Hey, North Turner gotta go. Phillip Rivers old. Throw like a girl, and I have all respect for women, ass nigga.
What?
North Turner and Andy Reid got to be the most tenured coaches that don't deserve it. And that's going to go into my surprise. I want to say the Eagles, because I figured after last year and all the talk, the Eagles would finally put it together, but they are trash right now, man. It's like, I don't know what's going on with those guys. It's too much talent, quote unquote, on that team for them to be playing the way they're playing.
Nandi Awesome Awar, whatever his name is, Zach from Power Rangers.
What the hell?
He's overrated as fuck.
You don't think it's a system thing? You think he's just overrated? Well, he did get beat badly by Julio last week.
No, they threw to his side 5 times, and the dude had 5 catches for like 140 yards. They targeted all 5 times.
To be honest with you, the entire NFL is not some caliber of bullshit I was expecting this year. I mean, like, there's no fucking body that I'm sitting up here like, you know, this is a good season. You know, I'm excited about seeing XYZ game. It's just not like, yeah, man, fuck it. Fuck Roger Goodell, bitch.
You know what? I'm more surprised about the Jets, and not how bad they are, but how bad and incompetent they are at just every phase of their game. Like, you would figure with the Tebow factor there, they would design an offense, I guess, to incorporate him more. I don't know what it is about the Jets, but I think they should be better than what they are right now.
I don't understand why they even got Tebow, because it seems like they have no clue what to do with him. You know, they put him in for two snaps at a time,
right?
And pull him back out, and it's silly to me. Like, I don't know. I really don't understand it either. I've watched a few of their games, and they're just completely unorganized, and I don't know where they're going.
I'll tell you what the Jets are. The Jets are that team that drafts like two or three quarterbacks just to have them on the team so somebody else can't have them. They know they should be putting him in there to get some kind of spark in the game. Because he's when it comes down to it, Tebow is a perfect quarterback for the Jets for Rex Ryan. Because Rex Ryan wants to run the ball,
right.
Wants to ground and pound. That's what Tebow does.
Yep.
Exactly. And he was convinced after his team got beat by Tebow last year.
Yeah, exactly. And Sanchez, I mean, I don't know what it is with him. Like, he'll have a game where he'll look decent, really, at best, and then he'll have a game like this past week where he's not throwing the ball anywhere near his receivers, and Rex is stubbornly sticking with him. I don't know what the reason is behind that.
I think it's
maybe
ego.
It's because they don't want to bend to having to put Tebow in, but if that's the case, why would you have him be your number two? You have to have a number two you can go to when your start is not getting it done.
Right. Okay, so looks like we lost Jeff and Bree.
I'm here.
Oh, Bree's here. Woo! All right, there's Jeff. Let me call Jeff back, too. What the hell? Okay. All right, so we've cooked on football for a hot minute. So let's cook on something that's happening on Twitter, an epidemic. Some fuck shit that I don't know what to make sense of it. This Twitter honey notion. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
People are so fake mad. Like, they're so fake mad. Like, let's not pretend that Twitter honeys don't exist. Let's not pretend that people get a little bit of followers and a little bit of fake fame, and you know, they feel like they can be selective or treat people like assholes. I've seen it happen. Like, everybody's jumping to these people's defense, but I'm like, I saw the list. I don't agree with everybody on the list, but there's some people on that list and off that list that, I mean, their dick really gets hard just because they have.
Oh, Bree, you're cutting out. Ugh. I'm going to have to figure this out. Somebody watching cartoons in the back?
Who the hell?
Sedated.
That ain't
somebody watching a regular show or something?
Oh, my bad. I forgot your kids are like 25.
Are you trying to call me old?
No, I'm just trying to call your kids old.
Make me get my son for you.
Oh, hey, you keep that people the fuck away.
Yeah, that dude about, he's about to play D1 football, right? Yeah, he going straight to the NFL.
Shit, 6'3", 195. I hope so.
Damn. All right. So, the Twitter honey notion. So, I guess I kind of know what a Twitter honey is, but I think it's just, I haven't seen the list. Honestly, I don't pay too much attention to it because. What the hell? Is that an echo?
You got Bree back?
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. So, I don't know what to make of the list or whatever.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I think that's Bree's shit.
Bree's cell phone.
Mm-hmm. See, the curse is the move. It's from your laptop to Bree's cell phone. You ain't shit, Lee.
Why is this my fault?
My internet wears kind of when I fuck with Lee, dog.
What the hell? Nigga, what?
I got mine doused in bleach.
Y'all are stupid. Anyways, yeah, so I don't know what to make of this Twitter honey thing. I saw people get mad about it. I saw people laugh about it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I don't know who made the list or who had the time to analyze that shit, but
I didn't see the list. I just saw like the definition, and it was really well written.
It was like a doctoral dissertation. Like somebody said, let me think. Like, so how could I possibly define a
So I saw that
you have a sprinkle of sugar, three limes. Hell, who does this? Cornball ass niggas.
So I saw that definition, and then I immediately saw someone who fits that description tweet, and I was like, man, that's who that is, I guess, you know. But for me, that's all it is—a superficial follow.
All right, somebody, we have an echo, so I'm not sure if somebody's volume is really high.
I don't know. I don't see how Yoli made that list.
Yoli made the list?
Yoli made that list. I do not know how.
Fuck that. She ain't a Twitter honey.
It's just because she doesn't follow back. And hella dudes be all like trying to, you know, just thirst after her or whatever.
I think it's because she's just popular. I wouldn't give Yoli that title at all.
Just remember where Yoli came from. ICS.
We discovered Yoli. And she knows it, and she gives us thanks for it. We love you, Yoli. Come back on the podcast.
Yoli is amazing.
Yes.
And I say all the time, Yoli has never changed. Yoli has been the exact same Yoli the entire time I've been following her.
Yep.
The same ain't shit, don't care, that's been her.
I remember her when she had less than 1,000 followers. Now she has like...
I remember when Yoli followed me, she had like 500 followers. And I didn't even... I thought she was spam. I was like, who's this white girl following me?
just like that other one. I'm not even going to say his name because I'm about to just start cooking again.
Yeah, like, her following me.
Well, damn.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Teresa.
Stop.
Go to bed.
All right.
I'm asleep though.
So,
the thing about the Twitter honeys list is that the only people who really got upset about it were people who really fit the description of it. not all characteristics, but I mean, there are some people who I know for a fact just be tweeting for thirst or like twit picking or posting an Instagram pic saying I'm bored, but being like full makeup and shit. Like, I mean, that's the definition of a Twitter.
Yeah, like oh, bad hair day or some shit. Like, bitch, you got fucking lingerie on. Shut the fuck up.
No filter. Like, bitch, that's serious. Yeah.
I hate that no filter shit, man. Who cares?
Y'all have very, very... I mean, when I was seeing people talk about, these Twitter honeys, because, at first, my interpretation of it was, like, they were saying that people who make their girls who cook stuff from scratch or don't buy store-bought this or that or the other, that they're Twitter honeys. And I was like, y'all act like this shit is fucking rocket science. Like...
Okay. Their point was the Twitter honey is the girl that says that she can do all of that shit. Like, she's never wrong. She has like the right opinions on everything. She can cook anything from scratch. She fucks like a porn star. Like, her hair is always laid. Like, like there's never a problem, and it's like a facade. I guess, bitch, we know you got problems, you know, so that's what their point is, and which some I can see, some it's unfair to do, but there are a lot of women on Twitter that, you know, put that out there, you know, so I'm not saying it's right, but some of it is.
I just think the whole going to the extreme to make a list and all this anonymous, Twitter is becoming like, I mean, it's been getting this way for a while, but it's getting to be like this huge high, like if you could imagine high school times 1,000.
Yep.
If you could imagine your high school with like 30,000 people in your high school.
That's a good way of putting it.
Like, and it's like 30,000 people in my high school, and then it's
certain these like demigods of each school. Like, you know, I forgot what that movie was, where they went around and they showed each clique, and it was like this clique, these people.
Mean Girls.
I
forgot what movie that is. It's fucking Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
Yeah. Then you know it was like
the Plastics.
You would like that movie, Leo.
Hey, that movie's dope.
Is it a white woman?
Okay, if so and so doesn't talk to these people, I'm not gonna talk to this person anymore either. So now I'm a part of this cool clique, and then it's like it's stupid. It's so fucking stupid. It's played. It's dated. These motherfuckers have no friends. I mean, like you can tell the people who like. They built their whole world around this shit. Like, this shit means nothing at the end of the day. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Even the whole... And for it to be a guy who concocted the list, I mean, to me, that's so fucking Jenny Woman-ish. It's not even too funny.
That is.
Like, that's like, the shit.
The high school thing, and it's funny you mentioned that, because every time one of these lists pop up, that's like the first thing that come to mind is just like the whole high school popularity mentality. Like when they did that Twitter award thing, like
yeah,
like a lot of people were laughing about it, but I was just sitting there like, yo, this is corny, man. Like, what are y'all doing?
As fuck. Like, I'm just a sweet self. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got fucking ADD. If I wasn't on Twitter, I'd be somewhere listening to music, right, doing something else, keeping my thoughts bottled in. So my Twitter, is my thoughts as they come out of my head for my time. I'm not directing it at anybody. I don't have my timeline is my business. If you have a timeline, you need to consider a lahop.
I agree.
If you that bothered by whatever somebody tweets, what they say they cook, what they say they can or can't do, a person that you will never ever meet, probably.
Yep.
Why? Yep. Put the energy, and the fact that it's men is really disconcerting.
The men have a lot more energy about this type of subject than the women do, which is bizarre.
I think that, you know, so it's like dudes want to be.
And no, it's cutting out.
Wait, can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
What is that, Bree?
Oh my gosh, I got it to work on my tablet, so we're good.
Your Android tablet.
Yes, my Android tablet. There's nothing wrong with my free Android tablet.
Oh, it's free. A free Android tablet.
Tricking.
I'm an honor student, for God's sake.
Better go get your money back.
Bree's tablet.
Okay, can I make my point, though, that I was trying to make?
Go ahead, Bree.
Okay, Breezes.
Okay.
Breezes.
I like that, by the way. I'm not.
Oh, God. Make the point.
The Twitter honey list was obviously made by her individuals. I want to say men, but I don't want to put that on men because I'm being stupid. I just don't understand this fake outrage. Like, people put out dumbass lists all the time. Like, if you looked on the website, that was the most raggedy-ass website/post ever. Like, I mean, the females that made it couldn't even get their shit together enough to make it look presentable. You're really worried about their fucking opinion? Like... Come on now.
Church.
And I mean, some of those women on the list, I'm not gonna name names. Some of them like being Twitter honeys. And some of them are clearly Twitter honeys. By the definition and by my personal definition, they're birds. So
Severioli.
So what defines a bird?
Bird? Yoli was that's the one name that just blared out at me. I was like, Yoli?
Like, Yoli follows me. Yoli follows a bunch of people I know. I don't think Yoli follows bullshit. Like, you're going to get mad at somebody for being selective because they wouldn't follow your thirsty ass?
Watch this, guys.
As I was reading it, because I jump, when shit gets stupid on my timeline, I go directly to my mentions because I don't have time to be running my blood pressure up behind stupid shit. And so from what I saw, from what I caught, it definitely was guys. Because they were like, we dropped this Twitter honey list during Sunday night football, blah, 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 blah. So it's like, grow up.
I have several seats and several lives for them all. But they don't have enough skills. Like, they need lives. Like, there's nothing wrong with being on Twitter.
That's so cool. So now that I have a MacBook now, I have sound effects and I have jingles and stingers and all kinds of real cool shit. So now when you guys
just gonna drop it while she's making her point?
Yeah, exactly. So if you linger on your point too long,
get Colin Cowherd in the morning and shit.
Yes. So if you make a great point, you will get this. Hold on. If you make a great point, you'll get this. Wait for it. If you go too long, you'll get this. And if you make an okay point, you will get this.
This nigga has fucking sound effects of three people in a fucking room.
Nigga, I got all kinds of shit on here, man.
He got our studio audience of three.
She gets one MacBook and don't know how to act.
This is gonna be fun. All right, so let's go ahead and change the subject. Anybody see the new Tyler Perry movie?
Hell no. Look at your audience.
I didn't know it was a spinoff movie.
Oh, I mean like a remake?
Yeah, it's based on a book or something.
It's based off of I think Morgan Freeman's character.
Yeah, from, Morgan Freeman.
The girls or something.
Really? Ain't nobody seen for that.
Yeah, it's actual series from.
Oh, this is about to be fun. All right. Well, I said that in agreement. I was agreeing with you, Leah. Sorry.
You got one more time. What the fuck are you doing, Steve Blake?
All right. So, okay. So now we didn't get a chance to talk about the election at all in the last 4 months, and. I mean, we're not a political podcast by any stretch of the imagination. Go ahead and vote for whoever you want to vote for. But I had a fascinating conversation with my...
Roseanne Barr.
Huh?
Roseanne Barr. No, she's running.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
I didn't see her name on the ballot, so I just did an early ballot now.
You got to write her in.
Oh, you do?
Write her in. She should be on an official ballot. If you have a full ballot, like, so if you actually went to the poll, she'll probably be on there because they'll have every single thing on there. And for them not to have it on your ballot, that's kind of weird. Because she's part
of it. I just voted today. I Instagrammed my ballot, and all I had was Romney and Obama and then whoever's running for the Libertarian Party.
That's weird.
Who runs for the Libertarian Party?
Niggas, I don't know.
The Libertarian Party is as useless as unbuttered toast.
Ew, that's gross, man.
Or grits without sugar and salt.
Pull yourself.
What?
Mate, I said pull yourself like that. Pretty damn funny.
Yeah, it gets kind of annoying after a while. All right, so let's go ahead and call shenanigans. Who wants to go first?
I'll call shenanigans on Lance Armstrong.
Okay.
Actually, you know, I'm not going to call it on Lance Armstrong because if I was in that situation, I'd probably do the same shit. But I want to call shenanigans on society for the whole steroids errors, whether it's baseball or it's cycling, or it's football, or anything. We have the science to be able to do that. Just regulate it. I want to see the best shit. I want to see a nigga jump 12 feet in the air. I want to see this shit. Just make it.
If you let, not to interrupt, but if you let everyone do it, then it's fair. You know, there's no complaining.
Right? And if I can wear a shoe that weighs 7 ounces, and I got all the science in the world on my shoes, but I can't take something that's going to help my game better or help make the game itself better. No, fuck that.
It's going to be like Space Jam when they made that the basketball was ridiculous.
And I want to see that shit. The thing is, you still have to put it, like Lance Armstrong still had to put in the work. He did the same amount of work that somebody who wasn't taking performance-enhancing drugs.
And also, more to your point, like they're talking about Lance Armstrong won all of these Tour de France with the doping and whatnot. But you got to understand, he had teammates and other people that were finishing like seconds behind him. So if he was doping and these dudes were like right behind him, were they not doping? Like, you know, the entire Tour de France was probably
he has one ball, for God's sake. Like, I keep thinking he had cancer. He has one ball. It probably took all those steroids.
I'm not thinking about that.
Yeah, I mean, he had to have taken steroids because...
Like, I mean, if you have cancer, cancer's a hard cover.
And you have to take some type of steroid, whatever it is. Even if you're an asthmatic, that medicine that you take, that inhaler, that's a steroid.
Steroid, yep.
Well, damn. So, Leo, with the great I Call Shenanigans, so we're going to give him a cheer. Okay. Really, who's next for I Call Shenanigans?
I'm going to call Shenanigans on Shine. He decided to come out of nowhere just to bash a great piece of work. And his reasoning behind it, from what I was understanding, is that he didn't like the fact that Kendrick was getting gassed and he didn't want him to start feeling himself. So he felt compelled to come out and say, no, this album is trash. And that's dumb to me. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like something, if it's not suited to your taste, that's perfectly fine. You just can't come out and arbitrarily call something garbage for no reason whatsoever, especially...
You just shut down the whole Twitter if you're going to say that.
Exactly. And to me, that just screamed, you know, the old head hating dude that ain't in the game no more. You know what I mean? It was whack.
Sean is clearly garbage truck juice. His opinion is null and void.
Okay.
I couldn't rock with that. So definitely calling Shenanigans on Shine with the Jew curls.
Okay. So nerve guys, I Call Shenanigans. He gets a standing ovation for that. Okay, who's next?
Wait. You can't be giving bias standing ovations just because you like music, nigga.
Well, he's right. I mean, and you saw what happened, the aftermath of that. Basically, you have a lot of people rushing to Kendrick Lamar's defense, and you had a lot of people attacking Kendrick Lamar's, you know, and the hyperbole took place after Shine said that. So I totally agree with Nerd's assessment of Shine and him not willing to, you know, it's okay to not like a project. It's okay to be constructive, but just don't be a hater. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
and that's a great album.
Be a hater. Just say you don't like it. It's not your preference.
Right. Just if you do that,
well, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like wide ties. Nigga, don't like skinny ties. Jeff don't like skinny ties. We get along.
Oh, I'm about to go power crazy with this. This is fucking awesome. All right, who's next?
I'll go next.
Okay, Brie.
I would like to call Shenanigans, and we haven't talked about the election much, and I'm not a political person at all. I research things for myself. I feel like everybody has the right to do what they want to do, but the nastiness of the white privilege that I'm seeing is, like, ridiculous. Like, I guess because I'm taking a sociology class this semester, it's like, it's the breakdown of it is so funny. Like, you know, everybody doesn't come from the same place. Everybody doesn't have the same experience. So why would you expect everybody to have the same thoughts about the candidates? Like, but instead of just being intelligent and agreeing to disagree and be like, whatever, like, my timeline goes crazy. Like, during the debates and stuff, and I'm so glad that we're watching the debates. The comments, though, some of the comments from black people and white people, because I'm trying to get into white Twitter, they were ridiculous. Like, I mean, but they were hurtful. It wasn't just like, I don't agree with this stance on blah, blah, blah. I was like, nah, fuck him, and da, 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 and this and this and that. And I'm not talking about just people talking about Obama. I'm talking about people talking about Romney. I'm not voting for Romney, but I'm like, I think he's stupid, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, he's stupid and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, obviously he ain't that stupid. He got the right people behind him if he's even able to run. I guess in totality, I wish everyone would kind of take a second thought about their opinions, like, and realize your opinion is not valid if you're bashing someone, like, personally. You can bash an idea, but when you start, like, picking on people, you're not being intelligent anymore.
Yeah, like the whole Stacey Dash thing. I thought that was so ignorant. Right. Yeah. That's just dumb.
Why do we care who Stacey Dash is voting for? I care about who you're voting for.
Right.
You know, as the person that's more similar to my situation. Stacey Dash doesn't live my life.
All right, so people
have the problems that I have and you have.
I always tell people, save your political analysis for the voting booth, because nobody cares.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, you don't have any political influence over anybody. Just do your part, vote, and move on. So, for Bree, calling her shenanigans.
I call my motherfucking shenanigans.
Wait, yeah, let the pause go. Now go. Oh, I'm loving this now. I should have started the show with this. Go ahead.
I call shenanigans on Donald Pop the motherfucking head, y'all. Back of the motherfucking bus head, bitch. Donald motherfucking Trump. Now, I log on to my timeline this morning to check on all the people that I like who live up in the Northeast to make sure they're okay. And what this overly grown carrot with a fucking dead possum on top done said? He done said,
I hate you.
Obama, he said, oh, be careful. Don't fall for it. He's going to go stand waist deep in the rain trying to look like a real president. Bitch, motherfucker, what? What the fuck is he? Is he the fake president? Is this fucking scandal? Is he fit? Is this motherfucking the West Wing? Last time I checked, Barack Obama is the real motherfucking president. You seem kind of mad, you orange bitch, you. Fuck you so mad for? He gonna go stand up there like a trying to look like a real president. Boy, if you don't go climb up in some vagina and shut the fuck up, talking about some goddamn real president. I got a hint. I got an idea, Donald Trump. You want to be tweeting about the motherfucking crane swinging and might hit Trump Tower, bitch. How about you go hop on that crane and hope that bitch falls clean into the middle of fucking Fifth Avenue, you bitch, you. I can't stand him. That's what I call shenanigans. Orange motherfucker who can't keep a wife and got a fucking five-way toupee that look like a fucking bathroom rug talking shit about my president, you bitch, you. Shut the fuck up. That's what I call shenanigans on. Wait a minute.
He said what?
The
FEMA director under the Bush administrator blasted Obama for responding too fast.
Don't get, girl, listen, we could go all day. Fuck him too. I call shenanigans on that blue face bitch too. He could get the fuck up out of here all day too. Shit.
Yeah, how do you respond to
How do you respond too fast to a natural disaster?
They ain't in enough danger yet. Hold on a minute.
If Chris Christie fucking Foghorn Leghorn Bill bitch could say my president's doing right, my fucking president's doing all right. that motherfucker said Crisco mixed with bacon grease, and that motherfucker said my president is doing all right. Fuck everybody else. Kiss my
it's weird because I kind of agree with what Romney said. He said the governments, the state government should actually be handling some of this stuff. I totally agree with that. But I also agree that the national government should aid, which they are doing, and they're not providing the total aid for this national disaster. Like, and that's where I think that Romney doesn't get how governments work.
Right. And also, when we're in the midst of...
Go ahead, Nerd. Nerd, go ahead. Hello? Nerd?
Where'd he go? Sandy, get him.
Okay, they both dropped. Okay, they'll come back. They're coming back right now. See, I'm not dropping these calls. Y'all can't blame this on my laptop anymore. My laptop's legit, motherfucker.
I guess I'll go.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Until they come back. Even though he pretty much has handled the entire Sandy situation as a mayor or governor, should I have to call total and utter shenanigans on Mayor Bloomberg Spanish. It was the most Dora the Explorer, Go Diego, Go
type. That sounds like
Consuela. You didn't say
L no go there. L building O.
And what's funny about that is the Bloombito Twitter account. Like,
yes.
You look at that and it's ridiculous, but then you hear him in a press conference and you're like, yo, it's not even that far off.
Not at all.
You know?
Like, I mean, I'm fuck gonna, all the other company accounts.
I'm going to speak Spanish from here on out. No me gusta.
El Policio.
El Policio. He said El Policio. Alright, so the crowd says, to that shenanigan. I love this shit. Alright, go ahead.
I just think we see.
Yes. Alright, so I'm the only one left, right?
You are.
Yep. Okay, your leader is going to call shenanigans.
Beyonce Hill? You said my leader.
You
said Beyonce?
You know what? I would, but I don't want to, yeah.
The thing is now,
I'm like kind of in the industry now, so I have to kind of watch what I say now about people in the industry now. Like, I can't even say shit about Carrie Hilson anymore.
Not even Tyrese.
I can't say shit about anybody. I'll go here and there, but I can't say too much about it because, yeah, I ain't trying to hurt my money. You know what I'm saying? Well, your leader.
Let me get the password to the Tyrese charity, though.
Yeah, guys. I'm gonna call shenanigans on Disney for buying Lucasfilms.
No.
And creating Star Wars 7. I have spoken.
No, fuck you.
I'm going to call shenanigans on it. The only reason why I'm going to call shenanigans on it is because what doesn't Disney own already? Like, they own my childhood, they own my adulthood, they own my fantasies, they own my sports teams. What do the motherfuckers don't own, you know?
Why are you mad?
I don't know.
Yeah, you mad?
You know what? Let's leave it to the crowd. What does the crowd say about my shenanigans?
Did Goofy hurt you, nigga?
Fine. Okay. So
I've been waiting for episode 7, 8, and 9 for a long ass time.
Why do we need episode 7? We know what happens.
We don't know what happened in 7, 8, 9.
The end of episode 3, Darth Vader becomes Darth Vader or whatever, or he fights.
Don't ruin this for me, guys.
Oh, shit, my bad. You ain't gonna see Star Wars.
Nigga, I've never seen not a motherfucking one, and ain't got no motherfucking plans to.
Look, Darth Vader is dead.
I know, but we know what happens. What else do you have to explore?
You have to explore rebuilding a whole new republic and bringing back the Jedi way.
Ooh,
you
interesting. Rebuilding.
Then you have to explore, because there's always two Siths. There's that's the rule. There's always two.
My nigga, you sound real passionate.
There are two more out there.
The only good thing that's gonna come out of Disney buying Lucasfilms is that we get a fucking
discount.
Was it Red? What's it? What was the movie? Fuck, I ruined the joke. Red Tail 2 on these hoes. The comeback. Flying. Let's go.
Bitch. You don't chill.
Let's go. Woo.
You know about it. You have a seat and sat down. No, sir.
You mad?
I'm mad at Red Tail. I'm always mad at anything Terry Towers, and fuck that nigga.
Come on.
Yeah. No question for Terrence Howard.
Why you mad at Red Tails? What did the Red Tail do to you?
Beyonce is going to make an appearance on the next podcast. Beyonce next podcast.
Okay. You know what we didn't discuss?
What?
We didn't discuss the Nina Simone thing.
Oh, we did. Oh, about Zoe Saldana playing her?
Wait, with the...
With Zoe Saldana portraying Nina Simone?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
It's better actors and singers.
Excuse me, I just have a point to make about that. Would you rather have somebody that can act, or would you rather have coon-ass Mary J. Blige singing about crispy chicken? Like... Let's not act like Dan Brown is the only fucking qualification for doing this shit. The bitch can't act. Mary J. Blige couldn't act her way out of a wet fucking paper bag.
You ever try to see Mary J. Blige act happy? Hilarious.
I think that Nika Noni Rose would have been able to give Nina Simone a more justifiable portrayal.
I think Nona Gay. I voted for Nona Gay because she can sing and she's a wonderful fucking actress.
And she's fine as fuck.
As a motherfucker. And she fucked with Prince, so she get my respect forever.
Wait, she fucked Prince or fucks with Prince?
You have to fully research this person who's doing the Nina Simone biography. It's all fucked up. I'll link you guys to the actual facts behind this autobiography. But Cynthia Morton is a Latin American woman who's taken literary license over Nina Simone with no input from her family. So it's totally fucked up.
I hate that it's like that, but I mean, Nina Simone has a story that needs to be told.
Yes.
That's why Black people have to take more ownership over things that we are claiming. Like, we weren't fucking with Nina Simone before when a Latin person gets a hold of the shit and they want to put a mulatto in to play her character. Then we're mad? Like, come on.
That's not our story. I mean, that's just what we see on the surface. Even deeper than that is Cynthia Mord has Nina Simone being inextricably romantic linked to her assistant who only knew her like the last 4 years of her life, who was an openly gay man. So it's like, a series of things that are just terrible about the story.
I have a question. I have a really, really serious question about this entire thing.
Okay.
Why are we glossing over the most perfect person to play Nina Simone in a movie? Tyler Perry. why do we not have Tyler Perry in wig and garb playing Nina Simone right now?
You know,
Beyonce tried out for the role of Beyonce. Said she was coming.
I was
Beyonce,
going to Beyonce.
I'm never here for Beyonce's acting. I'm not a Beyonce fan. I really, you know what? I'm a leader. I own Beyonce albums, nigga, and I don't want to tell nobody I'm a fan because the rest of these fuck ass fans.
So.
Damn. I'm a secret Beyonce fan.
Guess what, Brie? Guess what?
You were playing the
fan. I know they don't care too much, but
Oh, I love this shit. I love it. Hey, the Lakers. Oh, all right. All right, so this has been another episode of I Call Shenanigans. Thank you guys again for tuning in and checking out this episode. Thanks to our special guest, Nerd Ferguson, in the building. Please be safe out there in New York, even though the storm hasn't affected you too much, other than work and everything.
Hey, Nerd, you need a place to stay. I'm down here in dry-ass North Carolina.
That's depressing. Yeah, just don't tell Chef that Nerd has a new album out, but please go ahead and cop that album.
Chef's fed up.
Yeah, Chef is mad at Ferdinand right now.
I have ownership, and I'm sitting beside Chef's lucky sweater, his dress sweater, and I spent all weekend with him, and he's like one of the coolest motherfuckers ever, and my child loves him, because she thinks Chef, he's a giant.
He's a giant.
He's a giant. Nigga's like 6'9", 350.
Jaden asked if he was the giant for the Bible.
We'll see if we can have Chef on next week or whatever, or whenever we decide to do this again. Things will be a little bit more stable on my end, so we'll try to do episodes twice a week. We'll try to do episodes twice a week at this point, now that I have a new laptop and I have sounds. And shouts out to Nacho. Nacho has lost like over 100 pounds. He looks wonderful, like he's healthy and everything. Yeah, man. So he's doing really well right now. He needed to get some rest tonight, but we'll have Nacho on for definitely for the next podcast, man. So
your name is Nacho Smith.
Yeah, he's really he looks like a completely different person, and I'm real happy for him that he's totally done like a lifestyle change. So I do want him to come on the podcast and talk about it, because talking to him about like the stuff he's had to change about his diet and everything, that's kind of inspired me to get my act together food wise. Not that I'm fat, I'm just really muscular, but still,
He's just a little husky. He inspired me to get my shit together because I lost 20 pounds after talking to him.
Yeah, yeah, he's
not them titties.
Yeah, don't ever lose it in that area ever. So, anyways, we're out. I call shenanigans. Anybody have any shout outs they want to get out real quick? Nerd?
Shout out to everybody out there that downloaded the album, man. Like, I always appreciate the listens and the feedback and the people that continue to support the projects we put out. So, quick shout out to them, and also to y'all for having me on the podcast, man, more than anything.
Yes, sir.
Always.
And forever. Anybody else?
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to everybody that was at Club Deuce this weekend. I died a little bit, and I had a great time with y'all. Y'all are awesome, and the Halloween party was great, even though nobody knew what a pink lady was, and I was very upset about it.
Okay.
Nobody watch Grease? Nobody likes Grease?
Nah, I do.
I was a pink lady, and I was very proud of it, because I love Grease. And people are like, oh my God, what are you? And I'm like, bitch, my jacket says pink lady.
Love it. I love it. Any other shout outs?
Yeah. I definitely got a shout out since you already shouted it out. Club Juice. The beginning of the month, Nona in October, all the crew there, meeting Nona and her hospitality. Just shout out to Nona for putting it all together, man. It was so live. We were so drunk. It was awesome. And I also had a shout out to everybody that came to my birthday party, NYC. I know Nerd wanted to be there, couldn't be there. But yeah, we literally took the city by storm before the storm took the city by storm.
Amen.
And yeah,
I gave the biggest hug, but I better get a shout out.
Seeing as though I don't remember this, because I was like knee deep in some dev juice.
I licked your face. I'm so glad you don't remember.
You licked my face?
Maybe. Okay.
You must have been the second one then.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
But yeah, shout out to everybody.
Hey, man, I let you jiggle my booty. You don't remember this?
I don't, but I'm glad it happened.
Any other shout outs? All right, I want to shout out to everybody that's supporting me on the music tip to this point, man. It's really paying dividends right now, and I got a chance to relive my dream right now and do what I love. And, it's been a great journey. I had a chance to work with some Grammy Award-winning engineers and producers and stuff, and it's been a real humbling experience so far and a learning experience overall. So just don't tell me that I made it yet. I haven't made anything yet. I have a long way to go. But
you haven't made it because I haven't had any groupies yet.
Yeah, you haven't made it because I'm not singing background. So, singing background. I'm not singing background.
I ain't the Lead Trouble Project yet, so I ain't made it either. You ain't made it either, nigga.
Damn.
You ain't made it because I'm not getting a check for being your inspirational advisor.
That's true. Bree has given me some inspiration. So I'll give you guys that. But hey, once I do make it, I'm bringing everybody with me. One of my songs was nominated for Hollywood Music and Media Awards. So I'll be in LA in a couple weeks for that. It's like a red carpet event and everything. So I don't know. We'll see what happens from here. But I do plan on bringing everybody that's helped me out up with me. I mean, I haven't made anything yet, but I know I'm going to bring Nerd with me, and, we're going to bring a bunch of people as well, and we're going to run this music shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you see what laying off steroids can do for you?
I don't take steroids.
I'm glad you laid off the roids. I'm so glad you laid off the roids.
I'm not on all right. I'm not going to get started on me and my physique yet. I actually haven't worked out in a while, but still. This has been another episode of I Call Shenanigans. You can download the podcast at ourshenanigans.podomatic.com. We're still there. We'll see if we can do another episode sometime this week. Until then, you guys take it easy. Peace out.